Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
Got a new nature now. My nature is that of finishing this thing. My nature is living for God no matter what goes on. My nature is if I mess up, God still loves me because He wrote His laws in my spirit, and I know that God cares for me, so I'm going to ask God to forgive me, pick me back up, and help me to keep going. Why? Because my destination is not earth. My destination is at the right hand of God, seated with Jesus Christ in eternal glory. Amen? That's the hope of glory. I'm going to be with Him someday. And so therefore, He's written that in my spirit. I believe there's an eternity. I believe there's a heaven. I believe there's a place in heaven where the throne of God, and there's a great rainbow behind it, and there are angels, and there are 24 elders, and they sit there and say, holy, holy, holy all day, and the glory fills the place, and they take their crowns and throw it at the feet of God, and Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, and He is there interceding for you and me, and He's got the crown of righteousness upon His head, and He's just waiting. He's orchestrating the kingdom until the Father says, son, it's enough. And then He's going to come back and get us, praise God. Are you listening to me? You said, where's the Holy Spirit in all this? He's down here with us. Woo, glory to God. Because you see, how could He not be here if I'm being led by the Spirit, and if I receive the Spirit, then He's here. So I haven't received the spirit of fear, the spirit of bondage to fear. What have I received, Paul? I've received the spirit of adoption, whereby I cry out, Abba, Father. Ooh, hallelujah. That word Abba is just a tender word. They wouldn't translate it. Some of them say Father, Father, but actually it means Daddy. Daddy, Father. He's not just God, He's my Daddy. He's not just even my Father, He's my Daddy. Hallelujah. Amen. He wants us to know Him, not just as an estranged child or a child that's off in the corner. So He wants us to know Him as Daddy, that we can come into His presence and do like John the Apostle did when Jesus was having Passover meal, just lay our head back against His chest and just love Him. Hallelujah. Just like we sang tonight. We have received the spirit of adoption. What's that mean? God reached down and chose me. When you adopt a child, you choose that child. Come on. Amen. The child doesn't choose the parent. The parent chooses the child. They get adopted. How do you know that? I was adopted. Amen. My dad chose me to be my dad. He chose to give me His name. He chose to raise me in His house. He chose to love me as His own son. And we've had a marvelous relationship. I know what it's like to get adopted. I was a fatherless child for a while. Amen. But then, praise God, whenever I was around 12 years old, I got adopted. Hallelujah. And chosen. Brought in. And you know what? I was given all the family rights of my other blood brothers and sisters. Are you hearing me? And what He's saying is this. This is the riches of the glory of the mystery to the Gentiles. You know what He's saying? You are being brought in to a relationship that God had prepared for the Jewish nation, but now He's prepared for all who accept Christ as their Lord. And you know what? There's no difference between the bloodline of Abraham and the bloodline of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. You know how I'm a seed of Abraham? I'm of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody says, can you trace your bloodline? I sure can. All the way back to Jerusalem. Started in Bethlehem. Amen. And that bloodline unites each and every one of us because we're all blood brothers and sisters with the same blood. The blood of Jesus Christ. And we're brought into that. Notice what he says. We have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but it's that. And then he says this. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. See, God writes his law, puts his nature. And now down on the inside, I can go to bed and I know that I'm a child of God. Why? Because the Holy Spirit's dwelling on the inside of me. He's brought me and Jesus into oneness with each other. And that's the secret that was kept before from everybody. That's the mystery that was hidden for the ages. That God didn't want just a nation of people that had laws, where they would come together once a year and offer a sacrifice and offer worship to him. God wanted a family of believers that would worship him and live for him every day of their life, where they didn't have to go to a certain city in a certain nation to offer up their praise. But they could offer up their praise in their homes. They could offer up their praise on the job. They could offer up their praise out here in the neighborhoods. And while they was going through their daily tasks. But why? Because God would no longer be contained in a building someplace thousands of miles away. God would now live in the hearts of his people. Hallelujah. And he would never be away from us. And the Holy Spirit would be there to lead us and guide us and help us to live this Christ life that Jesus Christ came to give us. Amen? And you see that down here in this last verse in Colossians chapter 1. When you look in verse 28, listen to what Paul says. After you've made Christ your Lord, you've entered into a relationship where Christ comes into your life. He says, him we preach. See, we're preaching Jesus tonight. And proclaim, warning and admonishing everyone. In other words, there's a warning here and an admonishment. He's trying to encourage them, admonishing them. And he says, and instructing everyone in all wisdom. Well, what's wisdom? He gives you the answer. Comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God. In other words, he says, now that Christ has come in you, you've got a relationship with him. You've got a life with him. He's given you his nature and his promises. But it's more than just getting saved and sitting down and hanging on and holding out till you go to heaven. Now Paul says, now I'm going to admonish you. I'm going to instruct you. I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to preach to you Jesus, and I'm going to preach you the wisdom that you need to serve him. And he goes on, he says this, that we may present every person mature, full grown, fully initiated, complete, and perfect in Christ, the anointed one. You know what he's saying? He's saying now that Christ has come into your life, now just sell yourself out to him. Get all in. Find completeness in him. Find your fullness in him. Grow up in him. Live for him. Walk with him. Talk with him. Be for him. Amen? In other words, he's saying, there's coming a day that God is going to bring us to him. And Paul says, I want you to live such a life that you can present yourself complete and whole to God someday. And when you stand before him, you can look back and you can see it didn't start and stop at the altar. It started at the altar and it went all the way through to the last breath. And I just lived for God. I grew with God. I found wisdom. Lord, when I made a mistake, I straightened it up through the grace of God. And I come out of that and learn from my errors. I learned through the Holy Spirit. I learned through the Word. I learned to live for Jesus. Why? Because we're so in love with him and so appreciate what he's done for us that we honor him and honor his covenant, and we never, ever, ever let the one who lives in us ever be left out of our daily life. Amen? We need to do that, folks. In fact, you're right there in Colossians. If you look in chapter 2, listen to what Paul admonishes here in the verses 6 and 7. He says, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Notice that? Just don't receive him. Now walk in him. How did you receive him? By faith. How did you receive him? By letting him come into your life. How did you receive him? By realizing you couldn't do it yourself, so therefore let him. So Paul is saying, you couldn't get to God without Christ, and you had to let him do a work in you. So now just live like he is Lord of your life, and he's the strength and source of your life. Now walk in him. And then he goes on and tells you a little bit how to do it. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught abounding in it with thanksgiving. In other words, he's saying this, now that you're saved and Jesus is your Lord, get in the Word and get taught on how you can abound in the riches of this inheritance. Learn how to live for Christ now. Learn how to walk with Christ now. Let everything about you be about Christ now. Amen? Because, see, it's God's will that you not only get saved, but that you have a fruitful Christian life. Amen? That you be, because your faith begins to move mountains. Your prayers begin to get answered. And you become a witness to other people. And you are able to share with them that God is doing a work in you. And what He's doing for you, He can do for them. Hallelujah. Somebody says, yeah, but you know, I've got all these problems. Yeah, but look how far you've come. Hallelujah. Come on, folks. Somebody says, well, I don't have anything. Well, you know what? It's kind of like a friend of mine. They go to church here. And he said, you know, one night he had a pickup truck. And he said this pickup truck had a miss in it. He was driving home from work and hit the late shift or whatever. And he said it was cold. And he said that he pulls up to a stoplight and the engine is missing. And he said, I'm just complaining like everything about my old pickup truck. This is a true story. He goes to church here. And he said, I'm sitting there and I'm fussing about my pickup truck. And it's cold out. It's wintertime. And he said, I look out and there's a guy sitting there beside me on a bicycle, shivering and shaking. And he says, and the light turns green, and he starts pedaling, trying to get home on his bicycle. And he said, I sat there almost through the green light and just repented. God, forgive me. At least I'm inside of a cab of a pickup truck. I'm not on a bike. See, a lot of times we think, well, I don't have all this stuff perfect. What have I got? And you know what's amazing? When he changed his attitude and got thankful for his truck, he said, I gave it the gas and the mist went out of the engine. He said, it never did come back. He said, that engine started running smooth after that. He said, I thought, my God, if I'd appreciated this thing, I'd gotten this better. Hallelujah. Amen. But you know what? So many times we think, well, something's missing in our life or something's not working in my life. But you know, there's somebody out there that you can still minister to that's still got it worse than you. Because you see, no matter what's going on, at least you're in Christ. And you're heading in the right direction. Amen. You might not be hitting on all cylinders yet, but praise God, if you get your attitude right, God will clean that mess up out of your life. Amen. John chapter 15, real quickly, we're going to close this down. Look what he says here in John the 15th chapter. Jesus is teaching here, and he's talking to us about growing up in him as a Christian. Notice he says in verse 1, I'm the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser, the husbandman. In other words, he says, I'm the true vine. I'm the one you're going to be connected to. I'm the one who's going to work in your life. But the Father, He's the vine dresser. He's over it all. And he's going to reserve the right to expect and demand things out of your life. Amen? Because you see, the reason Jesus Christ came was not just so we could have Christ in us, but so that we could have the spirit of adoption whereby we cry out, Abba, Father, where God becomes our Father.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.